leaving compassion and latitude for correction and understanding. I'm not suggesting that anyone vilify leftist activists, formerly woke culture, but I am suggesting that we do what Michael recommends and stand back and observe, that we study their reaction in order to understand them. I confess that I haven't watched TV since Seleucia told us to get off it in 2008. With the internet, who needs to watch TV? If you're into nonfiction, well, hopefully nonfiction, the thought of watching CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times depresses me. Nevertheless, if we're to build an alternative to all that Charlie Kirk's transition, not saying transition where, his loss, not saying what was lost, has raised in left activists, we need to know what makes them tick. The mother once said, I'm not sending you into combat. I say I'm not sending you to watch videos of left influencers making their hateful case. That's cruel and unusual punishment. But in a more general way, as an example of things we can become aware of, the deep state has a playbook, to give you an instance from it. The most obvious tactic is blaming your opponent for what you yourself have done. When I was in college, we called this the mirror effect. Here are two politicians and one commentator acknowledging this, in quotation marks, play. Vladimir Putin. It is common that the deep state accuses its enemies of heinous crimes they perpetrate themselves. It is, how do you say it, the oldest play in the book. Michael Baxter of Real Raw News. It's a praxis of the deep state to accuse their enemies of the very crimes they are committing, our American source said. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard exposes the deep state's playbook. Bad actors and their friends in the legacy mainstream propaganda media will accuse us of the very things they are guilty of in order to deflect from how they and their actions are undermining the Constitution, the rights and freedoms, and civil liberties of the American people. And the little of the Illuminati playbook I saw years ago, the playbook from its higher ranks, has plans for every kind of play, from assassinations to world war, none of which will eventuate, or if it does, none of which will last. Woke culture and now far-left activists are not concerned with the truth. They appear more concerned with power and control. I hear the words of Jesus here. You are leaving compassion and latitude for correction and understanding. You are bringing to light what needs to be revealed so it doesn't destroy the fiber of your society. I agree. We're bringing to light what needs to be revealed so it doesn't destroy our society.